He's reading Dead Fish.
This is a winter tale. Anna was hardly ever flustered on her job as a phone interpreter until she was called to translate for a trial in Alaska. Interpreter, this is Magistrate Jane Smith at court in Anchorage. Please advise Juan Perez that he's been charged with a crime of solicitation. Pardon me, Your Honor, there is no exact word for solicitation in Filipino. Yeah. Can I explain it in context? It means paying someone for sex. The voice, thin and brittle as new ice, made Anna shiver involuntarily in her sunny San Diego kitchen. Anna conjured a mental image of the defendant, short, bad teeth, hair pulled back in a receding ponytail, the kind who always had to pay to get laid. Magistrate Smith continued, on January 1, you allegedly paid a prostitute for oral sex. Anna sighed. Your Honor, define oral sex in context, please. It means you paid a woman to put your penis in her mouth. There was no polite way to interpret this. She delivered the vulgar words, grimacing at the thought of Perez, legs splayed, fly unzipped. And just then, the defendant spoke, his voice hoarse with regret. Nahihiya ko. I am so ashamed, I am guilty. But sir, the maximum penalty for this felony is $10,000 and 6 months in jail. Magistrate Smith sounded perplexed. Don't you want to consult a lawyer before entering your plea? I cannot afford a lawyer, he mumbled. How much do you make in a year? $17,000. Cannery work in Kodiak is seasonal. What do you do there? I slice salmon 18 hours a day, 7 days a week at peak season. And do you have any dependents? My 5-year-old daughter in the Philippines. I send my sister money every month for expenses. But where is your wife? She died at childbirth. Anna felt a pang of pity for the widower. She imagined him walking home from work in the frozen Alaskan night, arms sore from hacking at dead fish, fingernails stinking of dead fish, his entire body numb, but for the nearly dead fish in his pants that yearned only to be thawed by a friendly mouth or hand. And if that hand demanded his day's wages for this service, wasn't this a small price to pay for warmth? A lawyer may be able to get you off on a lighter service, Mr. Perez. Did Anna hear compassion in the magistrate's voice? Suddenly compelled to help this lonely widower, Anna went off script. Sige na, take her advice. Think of your child. Save yourself.